Taylor Swift has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2023. But let me give y'all a list of people that have been Time's People of the Year.
This is what I was about to ask you. Who else you
have? To let y'all know why this don't make
sense. This might change my opinion.
All right. Barack Obama, Pope Francis, Greta Thunberg. I'm trying to think. Martin Luther King. Yep. It's TMZ Verify the Podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Tanner.
Steph is out today, y'all, so I got my boy. Not only is this my boy in the building, but this is my homie for real. What up, Tanner?
What's up, bro?
First of all, I don't know where the hell Stephanie is at. Stephanie will be back. I know she was not here last week. She's not here this week, but hopefully Steph will be back next week.
I'll tag in.
Are you missing Stephanie?
Yeah, a little bit.
Same department?
A little bit.
The office is a lot less.
You got to pick up the weight. But
the office is a lot less stressful because Stephanie is not here. all right, y'all. So we got some crazy-ass stories today. Shout out to everybody that's on OnlyFans. Shout out to everybody that subscribes to OnlyFans. But Ruby Rose is airing out her, as she called them, creepy OnlyFans follower.
That was the contact.
She labeled him as that in her phone. We're going to talk about that. Also, if you were on the internet this week, our favorite hot mess trio, Blueface, Krishan, Jaden Alexis, they had some drama going down. It's real ghetto. But if you're listening and you like messy drama, just follow along because we're going to break it down. The whole situation from the kidnapping or rescuing of the baby to the trashing of the house to the sex proposal. We got y'all. But first, oh man, this story. Taylor Swift has been named Time's Person of the Year for 2023. Taylor said, "This is the proudest and the happiest I've ever felt and the most creatively fulfilled and free I've ever been." That's what she told Time. She goes on to say, "Ultimately, we can convolute it all we want or try to like overcomplicate it, but there's only one question. Are you not entertained?" I guess she's asking like, are you not entertained by me, Taylor Swift?
Yeah. She got the title for most times mentioned in a year.
Yeah, right. So, all right, let's not be haters though. Let's run through some of the things that Taylor Swift did this year. So, the Eras Tour, what else did she do? She had the
concert film.
She turned the Eras Tour into a concert film. She had the re-release of 1989, which was like her big album a few years ago. And then she did achieve billionaire status this year, like Taylor's balling, so she's rich. She was also named Spotify's most streamed artist of the year. So big year for Taylor Swift. What do you think, Tanner? Are you a T-Swift fan?
I honestly didn't know anybody listened to her until I started working here.
But you're from like, what?
Yeah, we don't listen to that.
Wait, you're actually from the Midwest though?
Yeah.
And y'all don't mess with Taylor Swift?
Not that, like, I've legit never heard anybody mention her name in my whole life until I came here.
Damn. Yeah, no one cool is like throwing that new Taylor Swift. Actually, let me not be fake. I love Taylor Swift. Like,
she got some good songs.
I'm from Pennsylvania though. So I think, and I'm from Philly. So I think because she's from Reading, not Philly, people always get that confused. She's from so close to where I'm from. It's like, yeah, like my little like hometown shorty. Like, shout out to Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I love her. But I'm not cool with this.
The only thing I'm upset about is she stole rave bracelets.
And made them. You know, she gentrified rave bracelets.
No, that's Taylor Swift's thing.
It made rave bracelets uncool. By like, yeah, it's like not sexy now to be like, let me see your bracelet. Because it's like,
that's what people think this is.
Is that a friendship bracelet? Like, no, it's a fucking bracelet. Like, wait, that's funny because we actually both have one. Beat it bracelets. All right, but here's my thing, y'all. I'm actually, like I said, I'm a T-Swift fan. Like, I'm a Swiftie. But I got some issues with this because I don't think Taylor Swift did enough in a year to be Time's Person of the Year. Like, I mean, am I tripping?
I don't think so.
So she
has accomplished a lot this year.
All right, she has done a lot this year, but let me give y'all a list of people that have been Time's People of the Year.
This is what I was about to ask you. Who else you
have? To let y'all know why this don't make
this
no
might
sense.
Change my opinion.
All right, Barack Obama, Pope Francis, the Ebola fighters. These were the people that were responsible for combating Ebola in Africa. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Greta Thunberg. I'm trying to think. Martin Luther King. Like, how the...
Wait. How's he on the list for this year?
No, he's been a Time Person of the Year in the past.
Oh, you're saying?
Yeah. No, these are people that have been Time People of the Year. Y'all mean to tell me y'all compare Taylor Swift to Martin Luther King, the March for Freedom and Civil Rights, to shaking it the fuck off? Like, I just... Maybe I'm tripping, though, because we had a conversation about this morning on the morning meeting, and they were like, you're being ignorant. Like, that's ridiculous. And I'm like... The person of the year is typically someone who does something that genuinely changes or advances
for the community.
Right.
All right.
Taylor Swift ain't doing a goddamn thing but dancing on stage and often offbeat because y'all know she can't dance. Like, it's just
she's helping you if your man's been mean to you.
Yeah, like, that's... She's the person of the year for all the single shorties out there. I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't hate Taylor Swift being the person of the year, but I just, we have got to do better. I also feel like this is just time trying to get in on like the young millennial wave by trying to get somebody that's like cool and young.
They're looking for the headline click.
Exactly, dog. Because if it would have been like a random person last year, it was President Zelensky, which is like, how do you go from President Zelensky to Taylor Swift?
Like, that is a switch up, man.
If you are a politician or a world leader, just fuck it. Because apparently you got to sing to be Tom's person of the year.
See.
I just feel like I said, I think Tom is trying to get in on the young people stuff. I do. Okay. I do really love the cover, though.
Yeah.
Because she's on the cover with her fucking cat, y'all. And like, y'all know I'm a cat daddy. Like, if I got a big magazine cover, it'd be me and Hercules. And I probably have a picture of my dead cat, like, holding it up to let people know that I really
do. Goes right on your fireplace?
Literally, yep. Wait, that is actually where I have the picture of my cat.
I've never been over there.
All right, Tanner, but if you could name, if there was any other person from 2023 that you would give Person of the Year title to, who would it be? Go.
Krishan.
Krishan fucking who? No.
Krishan Rock.
Not Rock.
Shoot. I don't know.
You don't know? You know what? Now that I think about it, I actually don't have a list. But there were. So let me tell y'all who were on the like 2023 short list. So these were the people that were like almost the Time Person of the Year for this year. Barbie had a big year, big movie. The Hollywood Strikers, also on the short list. King Charles III, the Chinese president, like Vladimir Putin. I just feel like we had better.
Vladimir Putin was on there?
He was on the short list for this year, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's always a little controversial. Right? It is always a little controversial.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on. Y'all think I make this up? This is... I looked. I Googled Schmoogle before we started the show.
There's definitely like two names on there that shouldn't even be on there.
Yeah, no. Vladimir Putin was, and the Trump prosecutors were on the short list. So there were like other, typically it's like a politician or world leaders or people who make legitimate change.
Yeah.
And that's no shade to Taylor Swift. That tour was extremely lucrative and it helped boost the economy and blah, 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 blah. But like, shake it off. Shake it off. Like, you can't.
She wins in that lineup.
Yeah, no, this was like the music person of the year. I would give it to her, even though I'm Team Beyonce, but whatever. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back, and you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. Rakuten. Can we move on to some more ratchet stories? This is the juicy stuff. Let's talk about Ruby Rose. So, Ruby Rose, she's a rapper, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm glad we got you here.
I forgot.
Tanner, you're supposed to be the music dude.
I know, but I forgot she makes music.
Cause Tanner only knows her from OnlyFans. Like, no. So
I'm not fishing out my money for that.
Yeah, no. Ruby Rose, rapper, internet personality, and turned OnlyFans star. Ruby Rose, she basically like aired out one of her fans,
you know,
on Twitter.
He liked it.
He probably definitely liked it, though. You're right. She aired out one of her fans who is like the top spender on her OnlyFans. So this is the person who allegedly spends the most money on...
62K?
I think it's like 62K a month for her OnlyFans
company. I didn't realize it was a month.
No.
I thought that was all time.
No, he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Ruby Rose on different gifts and Bitcoin and things like that. Ruby Rose aired him out, though. So she went on Twitter yesterday and she posted like videos of screenshots of a text conversation that she's been having with the man that she labeled him in her phone as...
Creepy OnlyFans guy?
Brandon Weird OnlyFans fan. Like, damn, Brandon. Cut Brandon some slack. You know what I'm saying? Like... But he was saying to her, it's like weird text messages. Like, what were some of the messages in the thing?
So one of the things he said is, there's not a single other person in the world as perfect as you are. You could be my queen and I be your king. I would give you anything you could ever wish for.
Mm.
And then he keeps going and he says, I have never felt this way about anyone. I want to marry you. I want to have a family with you. I want to only be with you. I would quit everything and give up everything just for you.
Okay, now it is actually getting a little creepy, but the creepiest part is
But that's like very small portion of it. That thing went on for miles.
But you don't think it's kind of romantic?
I mean, a little bit, but...
I'm playing creepy dudes advocate.
I mean, she's
here.
Reading them.
She's reading them. So he, like, if you see the text message thread, y'all, it's literally just messages from Brandon. She never responds. And then he goes, I did something special. I got a surprise. Surprise, surprise. And he sends her a fucking photo. He got her name tattooed on his leg, bruh.
That's his girl, man.
That's not.
That's how you get her attention.
That's literally not his girl. That's what we talk about.
That's not how you get your girl's attention?
No. Oh. You got Kat's name. Yeah. Face tattooed on yourself.
I was like, hey, I like you.
You go on my back. But yeah, he got the message. He got it tattooed on her. Ruby Rose, she kind of took it in stride, though. She made a joke about it in her caption writing, like, tap my face on your body so I know it's real or something like that.
And now she's just playing with him.
And now she's just playing. Like, I have mixed emotions about this, though. Because, like, I don't know. I feel like she was a little bit wrong for exposing Bull like this. Like, I don't think she needed to share this on social media.
Like, he's smiling.
Yeah, but it's like, to call him, like, weird OnlyFans Brandon or Brandon weird OnlyFans fan and then, like, expose him on the internet. It's like...
I bet it doesn't feel like exposing to him. Like, he's getting, like, the attention he's been
Well, that's
because
Brandon seems a little ticky-ticky-boom-boom.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, I just feel like it's one of those things where, like, you can't, like, fuck the hand that feeds you, if that makes sense. Like, these are the people who, like, regardless of how you feel about the potential OnlyFans spenders, like, these still are the people who, like, fun... your lifestyle, support your project, even though it's OnlyFans. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
You think he wanted to be, like, more anonymous?
I mean, I don't even know if it's that, but I just feel like her labeling him as, like, a weird OnlyFans dude is just kind of, like, weird.
But, like, I've seen things in the past with some of these girls, and they, like, will straight up ask the girl to, like, talk crap on them.
Oh.
So, like, he could even, like, this could make him like her even more.
You think this is, like, a fetish?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, damn, she don't like me. And then it's just going to make him chase it even more.
Tanner letting us know he into some freak shit, y'all. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, turn off the camera, man.
But, like, I mean, do you think she was wrong or you think it's just whatever?
I think it's fine. And, I mean, he gets, like, he's getting, like, that close relationship. Like, now he's going to walk around bragging, like.
But, like, is this something to brag about, though?
He met her.
True. They did meet. Allegedly, we believe that this is the same fan that she... ran into, and air quotes, ran into last week.
He been hunting her down.
Exactly. She ran into him. He ain't running to her.
This is the first time he's caught me outside the door. I've been going out the back exit.
She caught him, and he's like, oh, fancy running into you here at your house. Like,
you knew he was there the whole time.
I don't know, though. I feel really bad for the fans. Shout out to Brandon. And Brandon, if you want to spend some money where someone appreciates you, I am available. Like, I'm not really going to be popping my, you know what, on OnlyFans, but, like, if you need a friend and you dropping $62,000 a month.
To talk to nobody.
That's what, call on me. I will be there. Like, I'm a fucking friend. All right. Moving on to, you know, this used to be my, like, favorite. I don't even want to say favorite.
I never liked it.
Because I'm toxic, dog. Like, this used to be my, like, problematic fave, like, this couple, this trio. But now it's just problematic.
It's been a problem.
Blueface. Chris Sean, Jaden Alexis, some stuff has been going down in the last couple days. Tanner, what can you tell us, bro?
So Monday started with Blueface, like, rescuing their children or one of their kids at, like, 4 a.m. because apparently Chris Sean, like, dipped out and left her with somebody else at, like, super late in the night.
So this is the baby that Blueface and Chris Sean share together.
Yeah.
It's crazy. My son ain't got no parent at 4 in the morning. Nobody want to watch him. She got Marsh. She got Marsh watching the baby at 4 in the morning.
And then, like, there's been talk of her hanging out with this new rapper. Or not new, but she's been hanging out with a new rapper, K-Suave.
K-Suave, huh?
And then that moved on to the next day where Krishan and Jaden apparently, like, accidentally met up at this gas station. And they filmed, like, a whole live stream where they're, like, goofing around, talking to Blueface on the phone, and like even like leading him on to thinking they're like being serious, right, and then like hanging up and like laughing in his face, like saying straight up they were pretending.
But like this is the weird, this is the like surprising part about this whole thing. Like Jay and Alexis and Krishawn, we thought they were like sworn enemies. Like, yeah, there's like the Blueface baby mama titans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She it's has, like, she has, Jaden has been like a Blueface mascot forever.
That's what I'm saying. But like nothing, or at least nothing that we know publicly, like they haven't like mended this relationship. So it was weird as hell to see Krishawn on the live with Jaden Alexis.
Yeah.
So were they, like, what was she talking about? Were they just like, we cool now? Are they cool now?
She started it basically with like, did you ever link up with a girl that like a guy you were talking to is now having sex with?
Because
I didn't know it was going to be this lit.
And then she turns the camera around.
Yeah, and then it's just them like, also they're like hammered at a gas station. So like, I hope they got some drivers.
Daylight. That's what I'm saying. Like they look like they had no drivers. We'll know.
Like they both got millions of dollars or whatever and they're chilling at the gas station like some common folk.
Did you ever link up with a bitch that your nigga fucking? Because
we can bring your
I know it was going to be this lit. I linked up with a bitch.
We can bring.
Jane Alexis, Krishawn, we saw them on live. And then, like, a few hours later, we saw Blueface on Krishawn's live from Krishawn's Instagram account.
Yeah, it's so weird. And then, like, you can kind of see the house is, like, trashed. They're yelling in the background. And then he basically proposes, like, y'all trashed my shit. And one of y'all owes me some pussy now.
Wait, let's play a little bit of that. We're not making this up. But here's how it went.
Come on. But check this out. Y'all done broke all my shit.
Who's y'all?
So, y'all owe me some pussy now.
I don't owe you shit. Cricket, and you're on live with no consent.
Who going first?
With no consent.
So I'm confused, right? Because how did they get from the gas station to Blueface? So I'm assuming that they went, Krishawn and Jaden Alexis went from this. I told y'all this was a ghetto-ass story, so just follow along. So Krishawn and Jaden Alexis, from their Instagram live at the gas station, they went from there to Blueface's house. Then Blueface got on live from Krishawn's phone saying that they now at my house. So they were now at Blueface's house, and Blueface claimed they trashed
his crib. They're still laughing and giggling. And, I mean, you can see stuff all over the ground. I don't know what they, like, broke.
Right,
but
right, allegedly broke. I don't know. Do you think that, are you, because you're a hip-hop dude, right? Like, do you? So this is a kind of a double-fold question. Because on one hand, I don't hate the music that Krishawn, Jaden Alexis, and Blueface make.
Like, really?
You hate it?
The only one I like with Krishawn is the Lil Mabu song.
That joint is lit. No, that's a good one. But you don't like the Jaden Alexis joint, the Barbie? How does it go?
No.
You know it.
She don't do it for me.
Bro, that's such a big TikTok song. No. All right, what about Blueface?
Blueface, I liked him like... A
Bust
little
down,
bit,
Tatiana?
Like, no, when you had, like, the OG club songs where people were, like, playing that, but I don't know, as it's faded into just a more reality star, I have not really paid attention to him, but.
Damn, that kind of dampers my next question.
I forgot the song I like right now.
He has a song right now that I'm like, that joint is kind of hot. But anyway, like, but do you think that, like, this could, like, could they, does Blueface and Krishawn have a chance of, like, an actual career?
Jaden Alexis, music?
Yeah, Jaden Alexis just got signed, too, like.
I mean, I don't know if you know this about Blueface, but he actually, like, gained fame originally for, like, the OGs, like, clowning him for not being able to line up with the beat. So, like, his first song went viral because...
Never rapping on beat.
People were making fun of him, and then, like, it started popping, and then it was kind of like that, like, Lil Pump type stuff where it's, like, you don't really, like... You're not going to listen to the song in your car by yourself, but at the club, you're gonna get crazy.
So, like, we posted the one story on our website, and we were talking about it, obviously, but I feel like even now, the media is, like, over it.
Yeah, because we didn't even put up the story about them, like, meeting up at the gas station or nothing. We only cared about the, like, rescuing the child. And if anything, I think the meeting up at the gas station is more wild than
exactly. The Jaden Alexis and Krishawn at the gas station reunification was, like, shocking. I expect some shit from Blueface and Krishawn every week, but, like, that was a big deal.
What do you think, like, the, like, Thanksgiving hangout and rescuing the baby is, like, what stirred all this up? Like, what made Jaden mad?
I think
what made her flip and start being like, all right.
I think she just wanted a horse in the race, to be completely honest, dog. Yeah. Like, she just wanted to, because it's always Blueface and Krishawn. Like, regardless of the fact that Jaden was his baby mama first.
Yeah.
It's still, like, Blueface and Krishawn.
So she's trying to join the spotlight now.
She's trying to join. She crazy in love, too. You know how they got the Crazy in Love show on Zeus? Like, she's like, I'm also in love and crazy. Like,
and they're still on the engagement and everything, right?
They're still allegedly engaged, but Krishawn says that the engagement was just a publicity stunt. I love me some Chrisean Rock, bro.
I thought the Rams game was hilarious.
I genuinely am like I'm not going to say a hardcore Chrisean Rock fan because she's problematic as hell. But like, something about Chris, I want her to do well. Like, I want her to have a good career.
I think she would have without him.
I honestly think so too. And I think even if she would have like switched and like got it together from not like during that like really messy situation, I think she could have came out of this. I still right now think that Chrisean has enough people behind her to exceed beyond Blueface. Like,
the problem right now is they're both stuck in like the dopamine high of just like, I have to do something more wild to stay relevant, when they could like focus their career somewhere more like productive and actually like build something. Whereas like this, they're just going to have to keep doing like the reality stuff and keep getting more wild with it.
Right. All right. I got one more question, and I'm bringing it back to my earlier question because now that we've talked about it, is Chrisean Rock still your 2023 person of the year, Tanner? Because I'm just a...
No, she's not. She wasn't back. She wasn't what I said it originally either, but...
Wait, do you actually have a person though?
But she was talked about just about as much as Taylor Swift.
I think so too. They should do like a... They have different categories. So like this year they had... They had like a CEO of the year. The OpenAI CEO, like Sam Altman, was the CEO of the year. And like Lionel Messi was the athlete of the year. Why don't they have like Hot Mess of the Year? Or like Reality Star of the Year? Or like...
We can make these our awards.
You know, they're not going to want them though.
They would want them.
They might want that. Imagine being called the Hot Ass Mess of the Year. You are the single hot ass messes of all the messes of the year.
They would like it though because it goes back into what they're already trying to go for.
I guess. All right, Tanner, what are you up to this weekend, bro?
This weekend? I'm trying to take it chill. But you know how it is in LA. It always like picks up on like Tuesday to Thursday. All of a sudden, you got like a full weekend.
Literally, so, you like lit and you're like trying to figure out how you're going to survive.
I got just a possible concert on Friday.
Okay.
And then I have a meeting on Saturday.
Tanner, tell the people where they can find you.
I got a picnic on Sunday.
A cat.
Yep.
Cat's Tanner's girlfriend, by the way, y'all. So I was about to say, tell the people where they can find you, but don't look for him because he got a girl, y'all. Cat don't play that shit. So don't look for Tanner. But he does work here. You'll be back at some point, bro.
Yeah, I'll be back on.
All right. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to call Steph, see where her ass at. And until next week, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Thank y'all for listening.